One of the things that I've done as a tradition here is around the 4th of July, I do sermons based on what our country was founded on, the faith of the Founding Father, the faith that was around them, and what it meant for the foundation of the United States. And today, we're going to look at a book called The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, I preached on it in here, but it's been a while. Anybody remember it? Oh, good. Good time to do this. Before I do that, though, let's look. Got an American flag. I got the cross. Are they both important to us?
Yes.
Yeah. If you're a veteran of any kind or from a veteran's family, raise your hand. See what I mean? It all is important. Pretty material. What does it mean? Nothing. What does it represent? The United States of America. Amen. Now, let's look at this. A couple nice pieces of wood, isn't it? Thank you, Jeff. Not much to it, is there? In itself, does it mean anything? No. What does it represent means everything. Between us here, we are servant to both of these. Luther wrote a treatise on this called The Two Kingdoms. This one and this one. And how they work together? Because they do. We owe allegiance to this, and we owe allegiance to God. Now let's talk about this book. Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth by Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson said we had to have the separation of church and state. Anybody ever see that in the Constitution? 70. Wait a second, that's wrong. Okay. How about we the people? No, that isn't that either. In the course of human events. Important document, isn't it? We proclaim these as the United States of America. And the people are endowed by their Creator. Is that God?
Yeah.
Sure it is. And what do we get? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's that old German S that looks like an F. I always get a kick out of it. Pursuit of happiness. Does it say we're guaranteed those? No. But if we search it, we can get it. They're not hidden from us. They're not held back from us. But endowed by the Creator. Jefferson is an atheist. He wrote it. He wrote The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth. Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth. Jefferson was a strong Christian. He was a member of the Congregationalist Church. Congregationalist Church wanted the United States to have Congregationalism as its national religion. And Jefferson said, no, we have fought in Europe all these years after national churches. We have freedom of religion. And we're a Judeo-Christian nation. What does that mean? Well, Christian and Jews. Okay, now we can throw Muslims in there if they want to be part of the United States. So when we look at this, all of this, we have a tradition that comes down from the Founding Fathers. That we are a Christian nation. All right. So Jefferson is here. Now, he did join the Universalist Church later on. You know, in the Unitarian. Where there's God, you know, and he says it's not that strong. But the thing is, he's still a believer in God. There's been 5 presidents who were members of the Unitarian Church. Never been a Lutheran one yet. But who knows? Maybe that day is coming. But, my friends, as I look at all of this, and as Jefferson looks at all of this, he thought, who better to follow in the way we deal with our fellow citizens than the way Jesus dealt with the people of his time? What would Jesus do? Thank you, Baptist. It's important, isn't it? All right, so here's what Jefferson did. He took the King James, and he cut out all the miracles in the Bible. Well, why would he do that? Well, miracles are what we receive. Okay? And he said, if we're going to talk about behavior of people, we want to look what Jesus tells us in the Bible to do. Do you understand the difference between those two statements? What we receive and what we're supposed to do towards each other. That's why it's called the life and times of Jesus. What did he do in his life to tell us how we behave as Christians? He wanted that to be made the official document of the United States. And of course, people argued with him, those kind of things. You know, but what he did is still true today, isn't it? You know, I look at what's going on with all of us in here and all the problems we have in our country right now. How do we go about fixing them? I don't know how many people, and I've said it too, I don't know what to do. Yeah, you do. Be a Christian. You know, folks, we had a great Bible study on Wednesday. You know, fantastic. We talked about, over here, we can disagree on theology. We can agree to do that. Out here, we don't. Out here is Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins. And it's through His blood we are saved. That's it. There's Christianity. Okay? But now, what does Jesus expect of us in return? You know, I was reading through the book of James. And James is interesting. Because as we look at the apostles, were the apostles always correct? Oh, heck no. They were with Jesus, but they screwed up as much as the rest of us. Acts 15. Peter and Paul and Barnabas were in Turkey. Actually, it was Cappadocia. It's that underground city. And James, brother Jesus, that brother Jesus, who was sending out missionaries, who were preaching, you had to be a Jew to be a Christian. So if you wanted to be a Christian, you had to be circumcised. Can you imagine what that was like without painkillers and antibiotics?
Nope. Not at all.
Thanks, Tina.
It's the truth. I can't know
what
to
that. Well, it's true. But the thing is, no, Jesus never said that. That was somebody else's interpretation of it. So, Paul called them the opponents, the enemies, and there was one other right now I can't think of. And he was ticked. And the thing that made him really angry is Peter started the backside and agreed with him and started to preach them. And Paul said, no! So they get up, Cappadocia, walk 1,000 miles to Jerusalem. How pissed off do you have to be to walk 1,000 miles to make a point?
Very, very, very.
See what I'm getting at? Now, how do we know all this? Because it's chapter 15 of the book of Acts. It's all in there. And so they got together. And Paul and Peter gave reports on what was going on in the east. You know, great glowing things. You know, there's a couple of things. And the word went out to all the peoples of Asia Minor. That's 2 million people. And who's doing it? Two men. Boy, you think godliness is effective? All right, so we're looking at this, and they're giving this report. And Paul brings up the fact that, brothers, we cannot make people be Jews. We are not Jews. We are Christians. Of course, James tries to argue. And it happens. Peter stands up. And when Peter did this, he said, brothers, I was wrong. It's called Peter's Confession. So it's actually listed in that. And when he said, I was wrong. Jesus never did this, and I was wrong to go along with James. All right, so these are all the men that walked with Jesus. Let us ever walk with Jesus, follow his example pure. Right? if they're not walking with Jesus, what do they have? Not much, do they? So what they're trying to do is what the Jews did. They took Jesus, or God's Ten Commandments, made it 613. See what I'm getting at? They're doing the same thing to Christianity. And Paul said, no, we don't do that. Peter said, no, we don't do that. And finally, James agreed. There's the beginning of the Christian church in the world today. Right then. Danny and I were talking about Pentecost. Yeah, it's there too. Acts 15 is where the church began the way we know it today. You want to, it's short, you can read it in 5 minutes. You want to read Acts 15. Because what I love about that chapter is that the apostles were men like us who made mistakes, but they tried hard to rectify them. Now there's a good example for the life and times of Jesus of Nazareth, isn't it? You know, it's just, you all know I come from a Russian family. We lived in the Ukraine for 200 years. My grandparents came over. Yovoporosurushki, you know, I can speak Russian. I'm learning Ukrainian. It doesn't really have a lot to do with here, does it? But it's my background. It's the way I grew up. It's the grandparents I taught. When Stalin took his shoe and banged it at the United Nations, my grandfather sat in a chair and cried.
It was Khrushchev, wasn't
it? Yeah. I said, what's the matter, Grandpa? He said, we can't ever go home again. Now for us, I know a lot of us are from New Michigan, and here Ohio, you know, Alabama, I'm going to screw this up, Rhode Island,
yes,
Kansas, okay, Massachusetts, you know, Ohio, and Virginia, huh?
Yeah, she's from Massachusetts, but I've always been from Rhode Island.
Oh, well, I learned something new today. I said correctly. But folks, when we start looking at all of this, can we go home again? Yes. Can the people who came from a generation before that left because of religious freedom go home again? No. You know, and I look at this. Why do we have that? Because of that. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created in equal and endowed by their Creator. Isn't that important to you?
Yes.
Isn't that piece of wood behind me important to you?
Yes.
Do they work together?
Yes, they're supposed to.
They're supposed to. And Lord knows that hasn't been the case. And I say that that's on both sides of the aisle. It's not one or the other. So, what do we do? Let us ever walk with Jesus, follow his example pure. Can we do that?
We try.
We try.
Have you talked to one person about Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Good. That's all right. Remember the parable of the sower? Happens when you sow. Some of it will fall on the rocks, some of it will fall on dry ground. Very little that falls on ground is actually going to make it grow. But yet, if we get a rain, this over here will start to grow. You never know when you sow the effect it will have years later. And let's face it, if they don't go to our church and go to another one, have you been successful?
Yeah.
Amen. Because that's the answer. Jesus is the key. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless us as we go out and witness the people who need it. As we take those two little red diamonds and give one to somebody who's hurting and say, this is the Holy Spirit who's with you. And give him another one and say, now, pass that on to someone else. Lord, you have given us every opportunity. And you're knocking at our door, not just us knocking at yours. Lord, help us and lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.